Security forces have launched a massive manhunt to nab notorious Maoist Misir Basra in Chaibasa of Jharkhand. As per the reports, the operation has been launched based on some credible intel about Misir Basra group, who were planning a deadly attack on the forces, confirmed sources. According to the information received, the West Singhbhum police had received some inputs about a mass gathering of cadres of proscribed CPI, M, following which a joint team comprised of personnel from Jharkhand Jaguar, District Police and Cobra, an elite battalion of the CRPF, unit of CRPF had been sent near the Tumkaba village under Tonto police station limits of Chaibasa on the afternoon of January 11. It's been learned that when the joint team approached the forest near Tumkaba, they were ambushed by the Maoists, following which a fierce encounter took place between the forces and the members of the outlawed outfit. Sensing that the forces have the upper hand, the Maoist then triggered the IED planted there and ran away in forests. As many as 6 personnel of Cobra have been injured in the attack, in which 3 personnel sustained serious injuries. All of them were then airlifted to Ranchi, where they are being treated, confirmed an official familiar with the development. Injured Jawan being airlifted. Reinforcements have been sent to the site of the encounter, and the area has been surrounded. Forces are conducting combing operations in the vicinity of the incident, learned organizer. It should be noted that a similar operation had also been launched in the Pumd area of Sukma of insurgency hit Chhattisgarh on January 11. The operation was launched to nab the infamous Madawi Hidma, who is reportedly being killed in action. However, no official confirmation has been made either from the Buster police or the Maoists. It's been learned that at least 6 personnel, including a pilot, have been injured in the operation while they were being airlifted to the base. No official confirmation has been made about the damage done to the communist terrorists in operation. Late in the evening on January 11, Maoist, in a press release, alleged that forces had targeted and bombed Pumd, Metuguda, Eddaguda, Rasipalli and the adjoining villages in what they alleged were pre-planned airstrikes on the Maoist's thresholds. Maoist spokesperson Ganga said that we have been bombarded with hundreds of bombs by the forces. The Hyderabad police also issued a statement about the operation and confirmed that 4 Maoist, including the dreaded Madawi Hidma, has been killed in the operation launched by the Greyhounds Commandos, a special unit of Telangana police to counter LWE, and CRPF. However, the Buster police later denied the news of Hidma being killed, raising different speculation about the outcome of this massive operation. It should be noted that Hidma is considered to be the mastermind behind many grave attacks on the forces, including the Bijapur attack of 2021 and the Darbha Valley attack of 2013. He is said to be the youngest member of the outlawed CPI's Central Committee and has been hunted by the forces since long. A reward of 40 lakh rupees have been already announced on him by the state government. He is reportedly the commander of Battalion No. 1, the most feared unit of the banned group. NIA raided several locations in Bihar, Bengal and Jharkhand. In another significant development on the Maoist front, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has raided as many as 6 locations in 3 states in connection with the 2019 Kukru Hat attack on the forces by the members of CPI, M, on January 12. One location in Munger and one in Purulia have been raided by the agency, while 5 locations, including 4 in Saraikela, Kharsawan, have been explored. A suspected communist terrorist house in Ranchi has also been raided. Many important documents and digital devices have been seized, while crucial information about some overground workers of the Red Terror Group has also been revealed, confirmed an official familiar with the development. It should be noted that 5 security personnel were killed in broad daylight near Kukru Hat on June 14, 2019, in what can be termed one of the deadliest attacks by communist terrorists. The Naxalites had also looted the weapons of the Jawans in the attack.